from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Lee, I just want to see Kamala Harris explain on camera what price gouging is.
Yeah, that would be entertaining, wouldn't it?
It would be, since she doesn't use the I word.
No, no.
Inflation in her rally. She reads the same script every time. Exactly the same.
Yeah.
In fact, she never uses the I word, but she's going to defeat the I word, but she will not speak of it. And in her announcement that tomorrow she's going to announce her economic plan, she did not use the I word. So if you're not even going to name inflation, I'm not real sure how you're going to beat it, but she's going to try. But I would love for her to explain, what is price gouging? When did it begin? Why did it begin? Who did it? Because this is a really weird thing. It didn't happen under Trump. No. It didn't happen under Trump. So what is it about Joe and Kamala being in the White House that caused this price gouging by evil corporations that did not happen under Trump, when we had the historically low inflation rate of 1.4%? Right. That's what he handed off to them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain that to me? What is it about you two being in the White House that causes evil corporations to do price gouging? And why didn't they do it under Trump? Trump must have gotten something right if there was none of this price gouging. And if you look at the details of what they proposed before, I don't know that this is what she's going to propose tomorrow, but I bet it is. It's going to be a big deflect. It's the evil corporations. They're charging too much.
Right. Yeah.
And what the Democrats have proposed before is really scary. Going after these corporations for the prices they're charging using the Department of Justice and criminal charges.
Well, that's why she won't say the word inflation. And that's why she keeps talking about bringing prices down.
Yeah.
Which is an odd way of talking about an economic policy, bringing prices down. The marketplace is what should bring prices down, not a federal government dictate.
And the marketplace will bring prices down if you slow the printing press. I mean, the problem is we locked in pretty close to the top line spending, emergency spending number during COVID. That's why I spent the better part of a year screaming over the Congress members who voted for it, including Jeff Duncan, who'd been a fiscal hawk for years. Just enough Republicans went along with it that it passed. We locked in the top line level of COVID spending. It was horrifying.
Will they ever accuse labor leaders of price gouging for demanding a $20 or $25 minimum wage?
I don't know. Maybe they should go to prison, too. But I think what the Democrats intend to do here is to have a few show trials for some companies, CEOs, some management somewhere. Yeah. And act like they're doing something.
Right.
While all the while printing tons of money,
mm-hmm,
and causing the very same problems to continue. And if you actually wanted to do something about price gouging, that, you know, prices being too high, you would put out a plan to slow down the printing press.
Right. Pay no attention to the woman in the pantsuit.
Right.
Keep shoveling money in there. Yeah.
But she will not even discuss what is causing the inflation, the prices. And Lee, I keep reminding people of this. Joe Biden has declared he's defeated inflation. He has not, okay? The only reason we don't still today have 9% inflation is because we have very high interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
And those high interest rates make it so Americans can't afford homes. Well, we basically don't have a real estate market for normal people anymore.
It restricts economic activity, which brings, which, you know, has the effect of bringing down the increased rate of inflation.
If you didn't own a home before Joe Biden took office, that you now have residual value in, you know, where you can sell your home, take that $25,000 to $125,000, that's how much home prices have gone up, and use that as a down payment for your next home, you ain't getting one. Mm-hmm. You're not, you're living in an apartment. We forfeited the literally, I know because my husband works in this industry, we forfeited having a real estate industry. We forfeited the ability for the next generation of middle-class families to buy that home for their children. They're going to have to live in apartments so we could keep printing. And think about this price gouging conspiracy. This must be an incredible conspiracy, Lee. It would have to be like all of the businesses across all of the industries working together in a massive conspiracy against Joe and Kamala. But not Trump, though.
No.
Not Trump, though. Just Joe and Kamala. I mean, the things you have to be able to hold in your mind to be a liberal and vote for them are unbelievable. And yeah, this is, like I keep saying, this is an IQ test for Americans. Can they figure out why they're poor? And this is why Kamala Harris is going to deflect. She's not going to promise to do anything that would actually bring prices down because she doesn't want to be locked into it. Because if Americans are stupid enough to vote for her, she's going to run right back in and they're going to fire up that printing press again. And this time, instead of just not being able to own a house anymore, to buy a house, to afford a house anymore, if you don't already have one, forget it. You're not getting one. We're going to start seeing, well, we can only have one car because car payments are $750, except they'll be $950 by the time they're done printing in the next round. So this is huge. And just the avoidance of talking about what the actual problems are that plague Americans. There's a problem. So we'll see what she says. I guess prosecutions for price gouging are what she's going to do.
Yeah.
By the way, actual price gouging is when, like, there's a natural disaster or some sort of problem with energy delivery or gasoline delivery, and then you jack the prices through the roof. Yeah. It's actually illegal in most states to do. So the idea that she's going to come do something new, no, actual price gouging, and again, that's only in response to natural disasters or...
Yeah, Attorney General Alan Wilson spoken about that several times. Yeah. We've had natural disasters, hurricanes or whatever, you know, and warned people, hey, we've got laws against this.
Yeah.
State can take care of it.
Which they should, but that's not going on at the at the national level. They're just passing along prices. If you want to know more about it, you can look up wholesale inflation.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the companies aren't just charging big prices. They're paying big prices for the stuff that goes into making whatever they sell you.
Yeah.
So they themselves are victims of inflation. They're not just sitting around a table somewhere to be mean and jacking prices up to make Joe and Kamala look bad.
When the cost of the materials for whatever you're producing goes up, when the cost of transporting those materials and that finished product to the marketplace goes up, when the cost of labor goes up, guess what? Prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
That's not price gouging. That's economics 101.
Well, see, but that's what the Democrats are doing. They're hoping Americans don't have basic economic literacy.
And they don't.
No, they don't. And they're cynically counting on that. That Americans have not figured out why they're poor. And we'll see. All right. Coming up on the show, did you see, this is getting even more ridiculous. This Taliban parade. The Taliban had a parade, you know, with that $81 billion, would it be billion dollars worth of military equipment we left them?
Yeah.
They had a parade to show it off on the third anniversary of the gift of Afghanistan to the enemy, the Taliban, by Joe and Kamala. And it is something to behold. I mean, if you check out one thing today, go on my Twitter feed and look at the video of the Taliban parade. It's unbelievable. Well, guess what? This is just breaking. China and Iran sent diplomats to the Taliban victory parade. Victory over who?
Yeah.
Well, we were the only other contestant in that war.
Yeah.
So victory over Joe and Kamala and us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, it is mind blowing to see the the tanks and the Humvees, the helicopters in the air. Remember when the Biden administration said, oh, don't worry, they'll never fly those helicopters. They don't have the technicians to get them. Oh, my gosh, they've got them in the air.
Iranians have been flying F-14 Tomcats for decades after we left, after they were sold to them before the Ayatollah took over from the Shah.
Well, at least we didn't give them to them.
No,
like
they
we
sold
did
them, yeah. But then
in Afghanistan.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it's amazing. But just to recap what we left them, 12,000 Humvees, 42,000 trucks, 1,000 armored vehicles, 78 planes and helicopters, 350,000 rifles, 16,000 night vision goggles, 160,000 radios, and I hear the music. So we'll get back into this in the next segment. This is one of the most mind-blowing stories I've ever covered as we're watching this morning. I'll explain coming up.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Pentagon claims they only gave the Taliban $7 billion. The Intercept says no, it was $81 billion worth of military equipment. We know bare minimum, this is what they have, 12,000 Humvees. Remember this story? 42,000 trucks, 1,000 armored vehicles, 78 planes and helicopters, 350,000 rifles. That's, by the way, that's part of the total of 600,000 firearms. A lot of them are M4s. An additional 7,035 machine guns, 16,000 night vision goggles, 160,000 radios, 20,000 grenades, 2,520 bombs, 1,394 grenade launchers. $81 billion worth of military equipment. What's a comparison for that? Well, the Russian military spends $73 billion total a year on its military. So we made the Taliban, who, by the way, maybe Americans don't know this, the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan. We know that because we went to war with them for 20 years and they killed 2,600 of us, but nobody cares. And they injured 20,000 service members. But now everybody loves them. Well, everybody in the Biden administration. So to mock the Biden administration on the third anniversary of our defeat in Afghanistan, they had just this, this military parade is really, you got to see it. There's no words for it. I retweeted it on my Twitter feed. Okay, they're rolling down this 12-mile-long runway that you paid for, $98 million, at Bagram Air Force Base. Okay, Bagram Air Force Base was turned over to the Taliban. And there's this great article on it in the Wall Street Journal, Why Give Away Bagram Air Force Base? It is the key piece of real estate in the Middle East because it's wedged between China and Iran. It is the perfect launching spot to take off from to control just about anywhere in the Middle East. In fact, because we don't have one of those anymore, we're struggling in the war on terror because we gave it to the Taliban after they killed 2,600 of us. But really, who's keeping count? They were just military members. More will be along in a minute to show up and sign up and do all that. Anyway, you got to see this video. It's just shocking. They put that, you know, sort of very religious Islamic music behind it. And they're marching along. They now control Bagram. Now, here's the interesting thing about Bagram Air Force Base, okay? At the time we left Afghanistan, few months before we snuck out, because we literally left in the middle of the night so that the French and the English wouldn't know we were leaving, because we didn't tell them. At the G7 summit, you'll remember this, the prime minister of the UK says to Joe Biden right there at the podium, you're not going to leave Afghanistan, right? You're going to let us know before you go. Joe said, yeah, of course I will. He lied. So why do the Brits want us to tell them? Well, number one, they didn't want their people stranded there. But number two, they wanted to step in and grab Bagram so the enemy wouldn't have it. And failing that, the French did. That's why we snuck out in the middle of the night to let the Taliban take over so the British and the French couldn't get Bagram. Let that sink in. We would later find out, Wall Street Journal reported this as well, that the Taliban secretly met in Doha in the weeks before this to negotiate with the Biden administration. The Biden administration insisted that they take control of Afghanistan, not the Brits or the French. The Taliban didn't want to handle our evacuation from Afghanistan, but the Biden administration insisted. The Brits and the French were so enraged by this. Remember, Biden called him back for days, that the British Parliament, in a rare unity vote between the parties, voted to censure Joe Biden for giving Afghanistan to the Taliban. Look, folks, if we don't want Bagram, if we left it in Western hands, i.e. French or British, at least we could ask to use it if we needed a takeoff and drop-off point. And folks, that would have been critical because it's so close to Iran and China. We gave it to the Taliban. So this military parade is to mock us, and most especially to mock Joe and Kamala. Now, you should know this. We currently owe over $5 trillion from the Iraq and Afghanistan adventures. So that military equipment that you're seeing, and it is stunning to see what we have given the Taliban. They've kept it in pristine condition too. I bet you the Chinese helped them with that. You should know you're still paying for that, and you will be for a long time. You mostly pay for it when you check out at the grocery store, the price of food and stuff. Inflation, the money printing, all that. We still owe like $5 trillion, a little over $5 trillion on it. Actually closer to six, but who's counting? Anyway, the crazy thing is you got to wonder, okay, well, how can the Taliban afford to maintain all that equipment, right? How do they keep it rolling? Well, there was a piece on that Fox News last week, but 2 weeks ago now. I thought I'd replay in honor of the parade where they celebrate our defeat. Here's Carly Shimkus talking about the $3.8 billion with a B that we accidentally gave the Taliban. We didn't mean to. It was an accident. Accidentally gave the Taliban. Take a listen.
A government watchdog group found that a UN and other organizations have helped funnel $3.8 billion U.S. dollars to the country, millions of that winding up in the hands of the Taliban. So that money propping up a regime that American soldiers fought for decades. What do you think about that?
$3.8 billion sounds about right. That's going to them. I've confirmed personally from a CIA targeter who said 20 years in the CIA and currently a DOD R&D national security analyst that $43 to $87 million a week is going to the Taliban. About half of that is cash. So about half of that's going to humanitarian aid. The other half is going in cash for counterterrorism, as ironic as that may sound. That money, that cash goes, that your taxpayer dollar cash goes to a couple of places. It goes to the Taliban prime minister's office and residence, to the deputy prime minister's residence, to the supreme leader's residence, to the minister of interior, where fake passports are being made for Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and Taliban. It goes to the Taliban's GDI, which is holding three American prisoners, by the way. It goes to the residence of Akhani, to the military commissioner, to the safe house with a Bin Laden czar plotting an attack for the United States. All these individuals, by the way, who are given cash by our White House, millions of dollars every week, all of them are sanctioned by the United States government. All of them are listed as designated terrorists, and several of them are on the FBI's top 10 most wanted list. So that's not only insane, but it's actually illegal. And the White House does not have an exemption to give cash to terrorists who are sanctioned by the United States government. It's completely illegal.
Can you imagine being the parent of somebody who died in Afghanistan? 2,600 did. Maybe you were a service member who served there. Maybe you had friends who died there. Can you even process this? They were the enemy in that war for 20 years. By the way, that was Fox News. The guy you're listening to is Chad Robichaud, He's a Marine. He's now with the Mighty Oaks Foundation. He's still getting people with American citizenship out of Afghanistan because Joe won't do it. Now, take a listen to what some of those $40 to $80 million a week we are giving the enemy in Afghanistan is going for. It's called the Martyrs Fund.
Even more disturbing to me and to every American, some of this money is being used for what's called a Martyrs Fund. We're actually paying the families of Taliban that we killed over 20 years up to $1,000 per month in a house as restitution for those we killed.
And if you care anything, I mean, it's outrageous. It's infuriating. If you care anything about women's rights as well, you should be outraged by this. Also, Chad, thank you so much for shining a light.
Okay, so would you like to have $1,000 a month in a house? But that'd help. Wow, join the Taliban, kill an American. We'll give it to you. So, yeah, Martyrs Fund. We're still paying them. Why? I don't know, because as he said, it's illegal. But, you know, it's Washington, so unbelievable. By the way, do you know where the Taliban put those parades on? Recruitment. They are Sunni Wahhabist jihadists. And in that religion, if jihad is going on, you have to join it or you won't go to heaven. And the sign that Allah has blessed the jihad and you must join is that they can defeat anybody. Even the mightiest power on earth will bow down before them. This is what they believe. This is what bin Laden taught. Will bow down before them, will put down their arms, will walk away in defeat before the soldiers of Allah. That is what that parade is for. It's to recruit. It's to build a caliphate. You know, it's kind of weird. I mean, you think, oh, that's a silly belief. Come on, Allah is not going to make the greatest power on earth bow down and give you. How much do we give him again? $81 billion? Do you know how many people are watching this on YouTube going, you know what? Gotta go join. Kill some Americans. Good morning. Okay. Iran hit our troops last week. More injuries to our troops. We made a big show of sending an aircraft carrier in that direction. Submarine in that direction. And then what happened after that? Anybody know? Yeah. Nothing happened after that. Here's from Fox News this morning.
We can't forget that it's been over a week now since that Iranian-backed group launched a strike against our base in Iraq, our Al-Asad Air Base, injuring 7 of our U.S. personnel. We have yet to respond to that attack. Why not? And what message does that send?
The current administration, Biden-Harris administration, is trying to play that middle of the road and appease both sides and not be decisive in their actions, which we've seen that for the history of the Biden administration. And unfortunately, that doesn't play well in the Middle East. The Middle East, Hamas, Israel, also Iran, what they respect is firm, strong leadership, and we don't have that, and that's one of the problems.
Yeah, it is. Plus our bizarre foreign policy. If you're the mullahs, and you know that you are funding the joint protest on the streets of America between the Democrats, the Democrat base, and Hamas supporters, which they are. John Kirby admitted that a couple weeks ago, spokesperson in the White House. Yeah, well, you know, Iran's supporting our protests financially. I mean, they're not paying the whole bill, though, so it doesn't count, just part of the bill. You're watching the Democrat Party merge on the streets of America with Iran. And you're watching that. You're wondering whose side Joe Biden's on. Well, the Iranians are wondering, too. Because anybody with common sense, before they sent the submarines and the aircraft carriers, which I think is all for show, before you did that, you'd put the sanctions back on. You'd take away the $10 billion that Joe Biden gave them access to in 2023. $100 billion so far they've reaped from the sanctions being lifted. So, I mean, when you send an assassin to kill Trump, twice. When you put a death fatwa on the top 15 Trump officials and promise to kill them, and the Ayatollah Khomeini did that on his Twitter feed. when you hit us over 120 times, causing more than 160 catastrophic brain injuries that the Pentagon acknowledges they were hiding some of them so it could be higher to our troops in our bases. And you get your proxies to do this. And the whole time, we never reimposed Trump sanctions that Trump kept on Iran the whole time. They were devastating. Iranians were struggling to get food. What does Iran think? We're cool. It's all good. Just keep funding those Democrat protests on America's streets and it'll all be good. That's what they think. So they know the aircraft carriers and the submarines are all just for show. It's just silly stuff. They know that no matter how many Americans they catastrophically injure or even kill, they killed 5 Americans, by the way, so far this year, nothing will change. We might do a four-show strike on you, but we're going to give you a couple days' notice before it hits. So much so that the Iranian terrorists that we launched the strike at were doing interviews with Middle Eastern newspapers letting people know they were okay, they'd gotten out before the strike. We are a laughing stock in the world. We're a laughing stock. And folks, this is why Her Highness Queen Kamala the Unelected sent her spokesperson on CNN to announce Her Highness will not speak to you now. It's getting to be a bit much, even for CNN. Take a listen.
Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
They went to across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
We're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month. And what this campaign is going to be focused on is communicating directly with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. That's why she
committed to a press conference this week.
That's why we're doing a bus tour in Pennsylvania as we head into Chicago. And it's why we'll sit down for an interview before the end of the month. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to do that throughout the
rest of this month
and throughout the rest of the campaign.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election.
That was Jim Acosta on CNN. Like, are y'all going to show up anywhere to answer any question? No? Okay, cool. So that's why I call her Her Highness. I mean, that's what royalty would do. They would speak to the peasants when they felt like it. If they didn't feel like it for years, they just wouldn't. They just, you know, order them about and whatnot. So there you go. By the way, the biggest news story in America right now, I'm watching this, is still trending on Topic Pulse. It's this great machine we have where we can see what you guys are really interested in. It's fascinating. It's actually about Stonehenge. You know Stonehenge? In the UK? Yeah, well, Stonehenge was built starting about 6,000 years ago, which makes it so fascinating since they didn't even have the wheel. Yet they somehow moved the stones and got them upright, which would be a challenge for us today. We could do it, but it would take modern technology that they didn't have, starting with the wheel and going from there. Well, there's a study published in Nature where they did an analysis of the composition of the altar stone. The altar stone is sort of the centerpiece, or was, of Stonehenge, 13,500 pounds. And they long thought it came from Wales, about 150 miles away, which would still be just, how did they move it, right? Well, they're finding out it couldn't have come from Wales. And the closest place they've traced the chemical composition of the stone from is in Scotland. 450 to 600 miles away. And they're saying they don't know how they moved it. Fascinating, right? Which also, just why people are fascinated, all suggests that perhaps there was a more highly advanced society back then than we even know. We think this is the pinnacle of human development. And there might have been something at some point that at least had what they had in the 1800s. So it's absolutely fascinating. They're speculating that it was moved by ship. But again, they didn't have, or they're not supposed to have had ships back then either. That could have moved a thing like this. Maybe smaller water, ocean-going craft, but not ships. So this kind of rewrites history and leads to a lot of questions. Anyway, it's the number one story in the country. It's what people are talking about. The other one right now, Gina Rowlands, do you know who she is? 94 years old, just passed away. She was a star of The Notebook and A Woman Under the Influence. Love that movie, The Notebook. She was old in that. So whenever I see somebody in the news died healthy, happy, able to say goodbye to her family at 94, I'm never sad about it. I'm always like, you know what? You won the race. You did. You got to live relatively healthy to 94. That's a long life and a well-lived one at that. She was a great actress. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line on the Taliban's unbelievable parade, showing off their control of Bagram Air Force Base on that runway that you paid $98 million for. We're still, by the way, paying off the $81 billion of military equipment that we left them. Folks, really, I mean, you got to just, you have to see the parade to really appreciate it. It's unbelievable. You are still paying for all that. When you check out at the grocery store, it's inflation because we print a lot of money to pay for it. We borrowed a lot of it too. Including 7,035 machine guns, 20,000 hand grenades, 600,000 firearms, mostly M4s, 1,394 grenade launchers, 12,000 Humvees, everything a terrorist army could want. You ask yourself the question, why do we even go there? Why did 2,600 people die fighting them in our military?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay. Iran hit our troops last week. More injuries to our troops. We made a big show of sending an aircraft carrier in that direction, submarine in that direction. And then what happened after that? Anybody know? Yeah. Nothing happened after that. Here's from Fox News this morning.
We can't forget that it's been over a week now since that Iranian-backed group launched a strike against our base in Iraq, our Al-Asad Air Base, injuring 7 of our U.S. personnel. We have yet to respond to that attack. Why not? And what message does that send?
The current administration, Biden-Harris administration, is trying to play that middle of the road and appease both sides and not be decisive in their actions, which we've seen that for the history of the Biden administration. And unfortunately, that doesn't play well in the Middle East. The Middle East, Hamas, Israel, also Iran, what they respect is firm, strong leadership. And we don't have that. And that's one of the problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Plus our bizarre foreign policy. If you're the mullahs and you know that you are funding the joint protest on the streets of America between the Democrats, the Democrat base, and Hamas supporters, which they are. John Kirby admitted that a couple weeks ago, spokesperson in the White House. Yeah, well, you know, Iran's supporting our protests financially. I mean, they're not paying the whole bill, though, so it doesn't count, just part of the bill. You're watching the Democrat Party merge on the streets of America with Iran. And you're watching that. You're wondering whose side Joe Biden's on. Well, the Iranians are wondering, too. Because anybody with common sense, before they sent the submarines and the aircraft carriers, which I think is all for show, before you did that, you'd put the sanctions back on. You'd take away the $10 billion that Joe Biden gave them access to in 2023. $100 billion so far they've reaped from the sanctions being lifted. So, I mean, when you send an assassin to kill Trump twice, when you put a death fatwa on the top 15 Trump officials and promise to kill them, and the Ayatollah Khomeini did that on his Twitter feed, when you hit us over 120 times, causing more than 160 catastrophic brain injuries that the Pentagon acknowledges they were hiding some of them so it could be higher to our troops in our bases, and you get your proxies to do this, and the whole time we never reimposed Trump sanctions that Trump kept on Iran the whole time. They were devastating. Iranians were struggling to get food. What does Iran think? We're cool. It's all good. Just keep funding those Democrat protests on America's streets and it'll all be good. That's what they think. So they know the aircraft carriers and the submarines are all just for show. It's just silly stuff. They know that no matter how many Americans they catastrophically injure or even kill, they killed 5 Americans, by the way, so far this year, nothing will change. We might do a four-show strike on you, but we're going to give you a couple days notice before it hits. So much so that the Iranian terrorists that we launched the strike at were doing interviews with Middle Eastern newspapers, letting people know they were okay. They'd gotten out before the strike. We are a laughing stock in the world. We're a laughing stock. And folks, this is why Her Highness Queen Kamala, the unelected, sent her spokesperson on CNN to announce Her Highness will not speak to you now. It's getting to be a bit much, even for CNN. Take a listen.
Would it kill you guys to have a press conference? Why hasn't she had a press conference?
They went to across the battleground states last week, generating rallies of thousands, 10,000 here, 15,000 there.
Do you mind if I cut in? I mean, you know, a campaign rally is not a press conference. Why hasn't she had a press conference? She's the vice president. She can handle the questions. Why not do it?
We're going to be having a sit-down interview here before the end of the month. And what this campaign is going to be focused on is communicating directly with the voters that are actually going to decide the pathway to 270 electoral votes. That's why she
committed to a press conference this week.
This past week. That's why we're doing a bus tour in Pennsylvania as we head into Chicago. And it's why we'll sit down for an interview before the end of the month. We're going to have plenty of opportunities to do that throughout the
Michael,
rest of
Michael, but one interview by the end of the month.
This month and throughout the rest of the campaign.
I don't want to, you know, belabor this, but one interview before the end of the month. I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, can you commit to a press conference before the end of the month?
We will commit to directly engage with the voters that are actually going to decide this election.
That was Jim Acosta on CNN. Like, are y'all going to show up anywhere to answer any question? No? Okay, cool. So that's why I call her Her Highness. I mean, that's what royalty would do. They would speak to the peasants when they felt like it. If they didn't feel like it for years, they just wouldn't. They just, you know, order them about and whatnot. So there you go. By the way, the biggest news story in America right now, I'm watching this, is still trending on Topic Pulse. Is this great machine we have where we can see what you guys are really interested in. It's fascinating. It's actually about Stonehenge. You know Stonehenge? In the UK? Yeah, well, Stonehenge was built starting about 6,000 years ago, which makes it so fascinating since they didn't even have the wheel. Yet they somehow moved the stones and got them upright, which would be a challenge for us today. We could do it, but it would take modern technology that they didn't have, starting with the wheel and going from there. Well, they there's a study published in Nature where they did an analysis of the composition of the altar stone. The altar stone is sort of the centerpiece or was of Stonehenge, 13,500 pounds. And they long thought it came from Wales, about 150 miles away, which would still be just, how did they move it, right? Well, they're finding out it couldn't have come from Wales. And the closest place they've traced the chemical composition of the stone from is in Scotland, 450 to 600 miles away. And they're saying they don't know how they moved it. Fascinating, right? Which also, just why people are fascinated, all suggest that perhaps there was a more highly advanced society back then than we even know. We think this is the pinnacle of human development. And there might have been something at some point that at least had what they had in the 1800s. So it's absolutely fascinating. They're speculating that it was moved by ship. But again, they didn't have, where they're not supposed to have had ships back then either. That could have moved a thing like this. Maybe smaller water, ocean-going craft, but not ships. So this kind of rewrites history and leads to a lot of questions. Anyway, it's the number one story in the country. It's what people are talking about. The other one right now, Gina Rowlands, do you know who she is? 94 years old, just passed away. She was a star of The Notebook and A Woman Under the Influence. Love that movie, The Notebook. She was old in that. So whenever I see somebody in the news died healthy, happy, able to say goodbye to her family at 94, I'm never sad about it. I'm always like, you know what? You won the race. You did. You got to live relatively healthy to 94. That's a long life and a well-lived one at that. She was a great actress. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line on the Taliban's unbelievable parade, showing off their control of Bagram Air Force Base on that runway that you paid $98 million for. We're still, by the way, paying off the $81 billion of military equipment that we left them. Folks, really, I mean, you got to just, you have to see the parade to really appreciate it. It's unbelievable. You are still paying for all that. When you check out at the grocery store, it's inflation because we print a lot of money to pay for it. We borrowed a lot of it too, including 7,035 machine guns, 20,000 hand grenades, 600,000 firearms, mostly M4s, 1,394 grenade launchers, 12,000 Humvees, everything a terrorist army could want. You ask yourself the question, why do we even go there? Why did 2,600 people die fighting them in our military? I don't know. Got me. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, if turning over $81 billion in military equipment to our terrorist enemies is not treason, nothing is. Well, I think it's pretty clear transferring the cash to them is actually the treason since they're on the terror watch list. But he's Joe and they're Democrats, so they get away with it. Texter writes, this is a great point. So let me get this straight. This administration that wants to take my guns away gave the Taliban how many? Oh, 600,000. But those are trusted terrorist friends who, look, let's face it, would probably vote Democrat before they blow something up when they come here. So, you know, they could be trusted with guns, not you. Texter writes, this is why we need America First policies. We won't get them if Trump does not clean up his campaign team full of neocon shills. Texter writes, Tara, are you on Twitter or X? I want to look you up so I could follow you. Yes, at Tara Servatius. You'll find a lot of the content from the show on there, especially this video of this parade that they threw to celebrate their 3-year-old victory over Kamala and Joe. Texter writes, in poll after poll, Trump has lost ground with who? White men. Why? Because the campaign is not talking about core issues. Well, actually, he's up in the polls as of yesterday afternoon. So there seems to be something of a reversal there, like her honeymoon period is fading. But yeah, I agree. J.D. Vance is killing it talking about core issues. Trump needs to be a little more focused, too. Texter writes, if Trump had left $81 billion in military equipment, he'd be in jail and Joe Biden should be in jail for it, too. I agree. Tara, I've been screaming for news conferences for weeks about all of the very serious issues, but it's just crickets from Republicans. Where are you, Lindsay, Tim Scott, anyone? I'm sick of this weak party. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line on the Taliban's unbelievable parade, showing off their control of Bagram Air Force Base on that runway that you paid $98 million for. We're still, by the way, paying off the $81 billion of military equipment that we left them. Folks, really, I mean, you got to see, just, you have to see the parade to really appreciate. It's unbelievable. You are still paying for all that. When you check out at the grocery store, it's inflation because we print a lot of money to pay for it. We borrowed a lot of it too. Including 7,035 machine guns, 20,000 hand grenades, 600,000 firearms, mostly M4s, 1,394 grenade launchers, 12,000 Humvees, everything a terrorist army could want. You ask yourself the question, why do we even go there? Why did 2,600 people die fighting them in our military? I don't know. Got me. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, if turning over $81 billion in military equipment to our terrorist enemies is not treason, nothing is. Well, I think it's pretty clear transferring the cash to them is actually the treason since they're on the terror watch list. Buddy's Joe and they're Democrats, so they get away with it. Texter writes, this is a great point. So let me get this straight. This administration that wants to take my guns away gave the Taliban how many? 600,000. But those are trusted terrorist friends who, look, let's face it, would probably vote Democrat before they blow something up when they come here. So, you know, they could be trusted with guns, not you. Texter writes, this is why we need America First policies. We won't get them if Trump does not clean up his campaign team full of neocon shills. Texter writes, Tara, are you on Twitter or X? I want to look you up so I could follow you. Yes, at Tara Servatius. You'll find a lot of the content from the show on there, especially this video of this parade that they threw to celebrate their 3-year-old victory over Kamala and Joe. Texter writes, in poll after poll, Trump has lost ground with who? White men. Why? Because the campaign is not talking about core issues. Well, actually, he's up in the polls as of yesterday afternoon. So there seems to be something of a reversal there, like her honeymoon period is fading. But yeah, I agree. J.D. Vance is killing it talking about core issues. Trump needs to be a little more focused, too. Texter writes, if Trump had left $81 billion in military equipment, he'd be in jail and Joe Biden should be in jail for it, too. I agree. Tara, I've been screaming for news conferences for weeks about all of the very serious issues, but it's just crickets from Republicans. Where are you, Lindsay? Tim Scott? Anyone? I'm sick of this weak party.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.